They'll check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be an outcast.
Third culture kids, where the concept of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You tuned into the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
The Dukan.
Welcome to your tribe.
This has been a new trend that has been picking up quite well and has been incredibly entertaining for me. So, Poochie Daddy shorts.
Boom. Okay, first of all, I'm a big fan. First of all, Poochie Daddy shorts for me are like the redemption for the catcall. Like, for every time I've got catcalled when I was like wearing my, you know, fly booty shorts, and you get all this attention. I didn't dress for you this morning. I dressed for me this morning. Men in Hoochie Daddy shorts are dressing for them this morning, and I'm here for it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so for context, that for those who might not know what we're talking about, what are Hoochie Daddy shorts?
Hoochie, okay, so there was a meme that went around. I don't know who made it, but it was extremely accurate and scientific, and it had different lengths of men's shorts. So there's the long kind of, you know, ball, like I guess ball shorts.
So
those are just knee length.
Knee length, yeah.
And what are those called, OT?
Just shorts.
Those are just regular shorts.
Right.
And then for every 2 or 3 inches you rise, there's a new name for it.
So for context, regular knee length shorts for men.
Yeah, those are like ball
shorts.
Yeah.
And then the one that ends right above your knee.
Right.
Which is about 9 inches. It's called Hoochie Daddy Starter Pack.
That's the Hoochie Daddy Starter Pack. So you can see the knees, but you can't see the thighs, right?
Exactly.
Once you start to see the thighs, that's when it starts to get heavy.
You see a little glimpse of the thigh.
Right, right.
That's Hoochie Daddy Conservative.
So conservative is when you sit down, you can see a little more thigh, but when
when you're standing up is when you're seeing a little bit of thigh.
Oh,
we're going high.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was just leaving room for the Holy Spirit.
No. There is no room.
All right.
And the Hoochie Daddy shorts are just about halfway through the thigh.
For some men, they're ball grazing. Like, they just graze gently. And to be honest with you, if you wear Hoochie Daddy shorts, which many men do in this town, I'll be honest about it. In Dubai, many men wear the Hoochie Daddy shorts with a moccasin. I see you guys.
And the moccasin is a what?
Those are the shoes that loafers. They're loafers. That guys wear with no socks. And the no socks situation always gives me anxiety in the desert heat. But who am I to judge who you are? But the Hoochie Daddy shorts, it's Hoochie Daddy summer now. And you can see them everywhere.
So it ain't hot girl summer. It's Hoochie Daddy summer.
Am I wrong? I'm just saying.
You're a supporter.
I am a supporter. I believe in the freedom to wear what you want, you know? But also, if I can wear short shorts, you should too. I cannot take my top off. Men can take their tops off.
Right.
I feel that imbalance should really be corrected at some point. But
where do you draw the line?
What do you mean? The line has been drawn for me by the patriarchy.
No. What is a comfortable length of Hoochie Daddy shorts that you're willing to support?
If I can see your pockets, you've gone too far. If I can see your pockets, you've gone way too far. I should not know how much cash is in your bank. Like, that's how I feel.
So it's pockets. It's not like…
Once you hit pockets,
the bottom part of their booties?
No, to be honest, to be honest with you, I've never seen Hoochie Daddy shorts that short in this town. Where like I can see a little like, you know, bottom bum.
A little bit of extra skin?
No. I've not had the privilege or pleasure.
And what is an acceptable context? For example, would you be okay with seeing Hoochie Daddy shorts in the mall?
Yes.
Or Hoochie Daddy shorts by the pool?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but not at the office.
Okay.
But not at the office. And I do not want to see them at the gym. There's no reason for you to be deadlifting, squatting, RDLing, whatever it is.
Deadlifting in Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah, and some people are brave and they do this. There is no place for your Hoochie Daddy. Hoochie Daddy shorts are for the leisurely, confident man. Not for the athletic.
Confident man.
Not for the athletic. Okay. When we are in this is not athleisure, right? When we are in the gym, I do not want to see bottom bum. I want you to be nicely covered up. We will all be grateful and we keep it moving, you know?
So what if you're at a cafe
yeah.
or at a restaurant and dude rocks up in Hoochie Daddy shorts and decides to cross his legs.
Which restaurant?
Any.
Any restaurant?
Because now we're
I'm at the Burj Khalifa.
Because like, here's the thing. I mean, they won't let him in, period.
You're right. See?
There so it's restaurants standards. Where you can wear shorts. And he decides to, you know, cross one leg over the other knee.
Oh, you mean like, what's that dope movie?
You might get a little
something
peek.
Instinct?
I don't know
basic
what the movie
instinct.
Is.
Is it Basic Instinct where she crosses her legs and uncrosses Sharon Stone? Anyways, you
yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
So, like that. But now, there might be certain visuals.
Oh, was he? So he was crossing and uncrossing his legs to like as a mating call?
No, as you just oh, as just, a comfort.
Oh, he's randomly doing
and,
it by
you know.
I'll cast my eyes away. I'll cast my eyes to the ground.
You
I don't
are
need
so
to
halal.
See this. Yeah, I don't need to see that. He can do as he pleases, but I'm sure someone, you know what? I have faith that somebody's going to be some Karen will come defend the this is not my fight is what I'm saying. This is not my argument. I'm not going to win, you know, telling him to like make his shorts longer to get down to hoochie conservative.
Right,
no,
right.
It's not he's not going to.
Some lady commented on the gram saying Thai meat about to be a problem in these streets.
Thai meat about to be a problem in these streets. Indeed. But see, I'm very open-minded when it comes to clothing. So I'm not really the person to critique what someone wears. It's just not my vibe.
Right. Now, on the topic.
Yeah.
How do we feel about gray sweatpants?
Gray sweatpants. Let me tell you how I feel. There is nothing more attractive than gray sweatpants, white socks, and black slides. There is that for
combination.
Me. That combo is ultimately Saturday chilling basketball player D1.
Take no tech.
Yeah. So you probably have a full scholarship. All right. And if we had kids, they would be on full scholarship too. And yeah, we're going to chill on a Saturday. I'm going to buy you gummy bears and we're going to watch Netflix. That's what's going to happen. The gray sweatpants are fire. I love them. I think that a lot of the guys that,
you're talking about gray sweatpants shorts.
Oh, shit. So
right?
The shorts?
Or is that a different feeling about the shorts?
I have a very different feeling about the shorts. Gray sweatpants shorts are like June Pride Parade. It is June. It is Happy Pride, everyone. Happy Pride.
What if it's a combo where it's Hoochie Daddy,
all right.
Gray sweatpants shorts with high white socks, black slides, white t-shirt. Oh, actually, you know what? To make it better.
Right.
Instead of a white t-shirt, they're wearing a white wife beater.
Oh, okay. So this confusion.
No, this is the summer. This is a summer equivalent of gray sweatpants with a hoodie.
No, it's not. Just because you turn something into shorts doesn't make it the summer equivalent of anything. Sweatpants are for the summer as well. Just side note.
I mean, not in Dubai, but sure.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. I don't like sweater shorts. What are they called? Sweatpants shorts. Gray cutoff sweatpants shorts. I don't know what they are. I don't like them. And I feel the only reason I don't like them is because they roll up a little bit at the bottom. You know
right.
that roll up?
Yeah.
And that roll up is never an even roll up and it bothers me.
I mean, you're not wearing it.
I can see it. If I was wearing it, I don't think I would be as bothered.
Another lady said gray sweatpants shorts are the male version of a sundress.
No, they are not. No, miss, they are not. They are
you
not.
Disagree with the
no,
statement?
I don't. No, the male version of a sundress. For me, the male version of a sundress is ball shorts and like a jersey. It is just like that's what you slap on when you.
Really? But like you can rock with a sundress pretty much anywhere.
You mean the whole point is that you can go anywhere with
just,
it?
I'm
is
just,
that what the
I'm
deal is?
This. That's all.
Okay. What is it? It's a black t-shirt and jeans. That's the male equivalent of
really?
A sundress. You can wear it to most places.
It's a bit hot for that. Okay, so if
so
you
are
to
you
construct
leaning
your,
coach, you can say,
I'm just
your daddy shorts. Are you leaning in?
So another question now.
Yeah.
Does size matter?
What
of the guy?
Wait.
So if a person is
this is the Kancho
family
show.
If a person's athletic, fit, slim, skinny,
no.
Some guys like you know, for example, some guys were saying that because they've been spending so much time in the gym and working on their quads,
right?
You know, they've always worn Hoochie Daddy shorts. You know, they're not
so
picking up on the trend.
They turn any short
into a
Hoochie
Daddy,
Daddy
short, right? Because they want to show the quads, you know, that
yeah.
they worked so hard for. Think Jafar.
Oh, yeah.
During the summer.
Well, we're just gonna call them out. Right. Just gonna call them out on
you know?
The show.
So if So now, does the body type, does size matter?
No.
For Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Well, I mean, if you're turning all shorts into... If you turn all your pants into Hoochie Daddy shorts, then there's nothing I can do for you. There's no debate to be had here. But I don't think... In my opinion, like I said, when it comes to wearing clothing, I've worn so many questionable items. Like, who am I to judge what people wear? It is what it is, OT. They can wear whatever they want. You seem to be offended. Ah, you want... Size doesn't matter as long as it fits properly. I tailor my stuff, you know what I mean? So I like when something fits properly. That's all.
So if a man skips leg day, is he allowed to wear Hoochie Daddy shorts?
If a man skips leg day, yes, of course he is. He is allowed. If he can see the thing with fashion across the board,
yes,
you can wear a garbage bag. But if you are confident in what you wear, in your stance, in your gait, in how you sit, I'll buy it. Like, I'm here for it. I'm here for it, yeah. Mm. And if you make me laugh, you can wear whatever you want. I'll bury a body for you. I don't care. I'm here to laugh. I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here to critique your clothing.
I understand. I feel like it's one of those things where I'd like to put a call out to all our female listeners. I mean, where do you draw the line with Hoochie Daddy shorts? What do you approve of? What do you like? I mean, or do you not like Hoochie Daddy shorts, period? Or... are we in the season of Speedos?
Are we there now?
They're
real fast.
just out of curiosity. Like,
you know, Speedos are a European thing.
Because here's the thing. This is the trend that I've been noticing, right? Basketball shorts used to be... I come from that Allen Iverson
baggy ball shorts, yeah.
Where they were the big baggy ball shorts that sit like way low below the knee.
Yeah, yeah.
And over time, they just keep moving back.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The Hoochie Daddy takeover is real. With ball shorts.
I don't.
Today, you walk into any store, all the ball shorts they got sit as per the charts, they sit at Hoochie Daddy conservative length.
according to the scientific math, of course.
So that's where it's been sitting at. And, you know, now I've been curious about it because, like, that's what's been happening with ball shorts. And I've seen that with other shorts as well. Swim shorts, for example, I like. You know, what they call board shorts.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The surfers wear the
yeah, the surfboard shorts,
right?
Yeah.
Now, those have been going back in length, too.
So you're just concerned about the Hoochie Daddy creep that's happening in your...
It's not a creep. It's a takeover.
It's a complete takeover.
It's a complete takeover. Like, this is Jay-Z, Nas-type takeover right now that's happening.
I think you know? That you just have to accept that fashion is forever evolving. And like, Tak is extremely body positive. You know what I mean?
And I support that. Tak is my favorite.
But Tak should be able to wear whatever he wants to wear. You should be able to wear whatever you want to wear. And
that's not the point of debate.
It is the point. It is the point. The Hoochie Daddy creep that's happening.
Yeah.
You're just because you buy mass-produced fashion. And that's what's available in the market moment.
Please,
are we talking about fast fashion?
I support sustainability.
Excuse me.
I get my suits tailored from a very specific tailor. In the city, because they only buy fabric that fits enough. They have enough fabric to make a suit.
Right.
And then I can't even get modifications then because that's all the fabric they got.
You're right.
I support sustainability.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying.
I'm not here for fast fashion. Sorry.
You're not? Okay.
don't be spreading rumors.
Okay,
on the ground.
Fine.
Yeah. No, because we just wanted to understand, like, are we for this trend? Where is it going to go?
I'm all for the Hoochie Daddy short trend. Mm. And I will continue to support anything that lets people be them completely themselves. There was a point in time when you couldn't wear shorts in some parts of the Arab world. Men couldn't wear shorts. Here we are having Hoochie Daddy shorts conversations. I feel like we've evolutionarily moved forward.
And we're for the name.
Hoochie Daddy. Yeah. Every time I say it, it makes me happy. So I can't really. Hoochie Conservative is like...
Hoochie Conservative is where I choose to live at.
Yeah,
I feel
definitely.
Like that's about the right length for me.
Definitely.
You know? And I'd like to wrap this up with a question to the general public in this part of the world. Where do we stand on Hoochie Daddy shorts? What is the length that you support? Is it shorts? Is it Hoochie Daddy? Hoochie Daddy Conservative? Let us know. Slide in the DMs. Share your thoughts. Ladies, which ones do you prefer? Which one do you prefer seeing? And in what context do you prefer seeing it? Share your thoughts. Share your inspirations.
Yeah, yeah.
We are here. It is Hoochie Daddy season.
It's Hoochie Daddy season.
Welcome summer 2022.
I'm so excited for this summer.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it.
You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.